Hello and welcome to day 33 of our preparation for total consecration. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 33. Give her your everything. There are many souls who, in a moment of fervor, have given all to the Immaculate. But there are almost as many who have taken everything back, little by little. In the hour of trial, when their consecration demanded sacrifices, they said, "This is a hard saying, and who can hear it?" And they ceased walking in the way of their total consecration. Will you do as they? If the mere thought of taking back your consecration frightens you, turn to Our Lady, beg your Heavenly Mother incessantly to always keep you in her immaculate hands and never let you slip away. Acquire the habit of frequently renewing your consecration to your loving Mother. Renew it at your waking hour so that your whole day may belong to her. Renew it before your principal actions in order to recall to mind that it is not for yourself that you ought to act, but solely for her. Renew it especially in the trials of life. Say to her then, "O Mother, when I gave myself wholly to you in the enthusiasm of my filial love, I did not foresee this sacrifice. But I did intend to give myself entirely, and I do not want to retract my donation. I accept from you whatever you wish, because you wish it, whatever it may cost me." God loves a cheerful giver. Rejoice in having given yourself to her without limits, in being her child, her servant, her property and possession, or whatever other expression the saints have used or will use in the future to express the totality of your consecration to her. Always remember that total consecration to the Immaculate consists in giving yourself entirely to her in order to belong entirely to Jesus through her in the safest, surest, and most beautiful way. This consecration requires you to give to her your body with all its senses and members, your soul with all its faculties, your present material possessions and all future ones as well, your interior and spiritual possessions, namely your merits, virtues, and good actions of the past, the present, and the future. In other words, you give her all you possess, both in your natural life as well as in your supernatural life, together with all that you might acquire in the future in the order of nature, of grace, and of glory in heaven. Nothing must be held back if your consecration is to be total, not even the smallest object or the tiniest good deed. And you must give her everything for all eternity, wishing as your only reward the honor of belonging to our Lord through Mary and in Mary. The Blessed Virgin, on her part, being the mother of gentleness and mercy, never allows herself to be surpassed in love and generosity. When she sees you giving yourself to her, depriving yourself of what you prize most in order to give it to her, she will give herself completely to you, and in a marvelous manner. She will engulf you in the ocean of her graces, adorn you with her merits, support you with her power, enlighten you with her light, and fill you with her love. She will share her virtues with you. She will make up for your failings and become your representative with Jesus. Just as you will belong entirely to Mary, so Mary will belong entirely to you. What St. John says of himself in his gospel will be likewise true of you. He took her for his own. Let us now turn to page 85 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Act of Adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O One God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. and I will never cease daily from the first moment I awake to adore you most humbly. O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Renewal of Baptismal Promises. I reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children. I reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin. I reject Satan, Father and Prince of Darkness. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for total consecration. My brothers and sisters, you've done it. Now you got to give your life to the Virgin Mary. These past 33 days, we've done a lot. We've covered the most important aspects of growing in the spiritual life. You lack nothing. If you've received all the sacraments necessary for initiation, you've been baptized, you've made your communion, you received the sacrament of confirmation, you go to confession on a regular basis, you have it all. You lack nothing necessary to become a saint and a great saint. We've talked about a lot of things. We talked about the Eucharist and how going forward, we're going to allow the Virgin Mary to help us to receive Holy Communion more worthily. We're going to say, Blessed Mother, you receive Holy Communion in me so that I too can be like you and be full of grace and have Christ dwelling within me perfectly. When we go to adoration, we're going to say, Blessed Mother, give me your eyes so that I might see Christ. Give me your heart so that I might love Christ. When we go to confession, Blessed Mother, help me to confess well. Help me to get it all off my chest and help me to make firm resolutions to sin no more. When we pray our rosary every single day, just as Our Lady asked, we're going to strive to encounter her there and Jesus and have a conversation in these sacred mysteries. But consecration doesn't end there. The battle for consecration is a daily one. You remember that equation that I gave you of the capital W plus the lowercase w equals sanctity? That plus sign in the middle of that equation, that's the cross. And every day you're going to have to say to yourself, Thy will be done, Mother. If you say, Blessed Mother, what is your will? And you consult with her before every activity, before every action, before the mundane tasks of the day. Blessed Mother, it is your will that I wash dishes. It's as if the Blessed Virgin Mary herself is washing those dishes. Because all of your imperfections, all of your selfishness, all of your resentment at having to do a menial task will be wiped pure by the hands of the Virgin Mary, and she herself will offer that task to God the Father, to Jesus, and to the Holy Spirit. And not only will you have peace of soul because you're now the man and you're now the woman that God created you to be, but you will be holy, and that grace will flow into you and out of you to all your family and friends. And you will be putting God first, and we know that when we put God first, everything else is given unto us. But in order to have this consultation with Mary, in order to ask her the daily tasks that we're about to do, the major and the minor choices of our life, we have to strive to walk in her presence. We have to try to the best of our ability to imagine her present, to take time throughout the day, as often as possible without stressing ourselves out. Blessed Mother, I believe you're here. But don't just make an act of faith in the presence of Mary. Let us make an act of confidence in the Virgin Mary. bad times come, Blessed Mary, I believe you're here. Therefore, I will not fear. Therefore, I will hope. Therefore, I will trust. Therefore, I will love. Therefore, I will choose the more difficult thing. The Virgin Mary is with you. Call to mind her presence as often as possible. Is it difficult sometimes to remember that the Virgin Mary is present? Yeah, sometimes it can be difficult. You've got a lot of things going on. But if you don't try, you will never actually do it. And this is the daily cross, to let the Virgin Mary lead you so that it is no longer you who live, but the Virgin Mary who lives in you. And when the Virgin Mary lives in you, Christ dwells within you perfectly, and the Holy Spirit resides in your soul perfectly, and you become the man and the woman that God created you to be. You become a saint, a great saint. Tomorrow's the big day. I want you to see tomorrow as the day that you die. Not a physical death, but a spiritual one. And you say, Blessed Mother, yes, I surrender everything. It's a moment of entrustment. I entrust my entire life to you, the good, the bad, the ugly, my hopes, my dreams, my finances, and my spiritual goods. But also it's a day that I make a choice that my future choices will all be revolved around your will. Because you love me more than I love myself. You love my family more than I love them. Help me, Blessed Mother, to let you live so that Christ can come into the world. So when you make your act of consecration, of course, the bare minimum is just to read the prayer written by St. Maximilian Kolbe. If you want to take it a step further, I encourage you to write it out word for word and then sign your name in the presence of a statue, in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. If you can get before the Blessed Sacrament, which for us who are doing this live, tomorrow is a Sunday, it's fitting to make your prayer to Jesus first and say, Lord Jesus, I'm going to give my life to you through Mary. Lord Jesus, I beg of you, give me your eyes that I can see her the way that you see her. Give me your heart that I might love her the way that you love her. And then I encourage you to make up your own prayer. When you're giving your life to the Virgin Mary, you're giving your life to a real person. And just as any true lover does, he expresses his love and he gives himself to her from his own heart using his own words. So yes, 100%, Maximilian Kolbe, he's our general, he's our leader, he's giving us inspiration for our consecration. But he himself said, help me to be as zealous as possible and raise up other people to be more zealous than me. So I encourage you, do his and then make up your own, make up a better one. I will join you tomorrow. We will have a couple of minutes tomorrow to say an act of total consecration together, just because we have become a family. We are family. Mary's our mother. You are truly brothers and sisters in the Blessed Mother. God bless you. God love you. And I will see you tomorrow.